Life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing everyday life here at Cedarville University. We will explore the awesome moments and also the sorrows. But Romans 8:28 reminds us that, in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
All right, I'm here with Serena Ford.
Hello.
She is our senior of the group. How are you, Serena?
Yes, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
All right, tell me everything about yourself, major, where you're from, your year. Well, we know you're a senior, but all that stuff.
Yes, my name's Serena Ford. I am indeed a senior. My major is primary education, so I'll be certified to teach preschool through fifth grade. And I'm from Fairborn, Ohio, so I'm local.
How close is that?
It's about 20, 25 minutes from here, at least from my house.
Sure. So do you go home often?
I do. I actually live at home. I commute.
Oh, no way.
So, yeah.
I didn't actually know that. That's awesome. Okay, well, it is day 773 for you.
Oh, my gosh.
How does that feel to hear that number?
That's wild. That's absolutely wild.
To think in a little bit over 200 days you're going to be graduating.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Especially this semester because, like, about halfway through, we'll be in the classroom full time. We won't really be on campus at all for classes. So, like, technically, my classes will end super early.
That's sure. Wild. Yeah. Oh, my word. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's coming fast. So, to start us off, thank you for writing the journal entry. It was great. My first question, you are going to be a teacher, which you said.
Mm-hmm.
What are you most excited for?
Oh, my goodness. The kids.
Yeah.
The kids. I don't know. I'm thinking, like, second, third, fourth might be like my favorite grades. Although there's like perks of all of the like ages in elementary.
Sure.
But they're just so funny. They
sure.
just say the funniest stuff. And I'm just excited to just be with the kids all day long.
So your elementaries then, mm-hmm. specifically, do you have a grade you're going to stay with?
I actually just put in my request form for my student teaching. And I asked for, I think third grade was my first choice. And then my second choice was second or fourth because I only was given like two
sure.
requests. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, are you prepared for the problems that may arise as a teacher? You mentioned a few in here.
I don't know. Our professors have definitely like taken the time to equip us well. It's just the thought of like going into the classroom and like the situations that arise that you never expect to.
Sure.
Like, I don't know, for example, who would have thought you have to tell a kid, like, please keep this computer out of your mouth, like.
Right, right. Who does that?
Yeah.
Well, apparently those kids. I mean, we were once there.
True, true. But yes, I feel like our professors have definitely, like, equipped us well. I feel like the complaint with elementary ed or just education in general is always, like, I didn't learn enough about classroom management, which I feel like I definitely have much more to learn, much more to learn. But I feel like we have taken a good amount of time to talk about it, which I'm thankful for.
So you feel prepared?
Prepared enough, I guess.
Sure. And you'll learn more through experience, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm, yeah. For sure.
Now, you say in the journal entry, quote, now that senior year has arrived, the fear of missing out is starting to hit hard. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes. Well, thinking about all of us seniors, our freshman year was cut short by COVID. My sophomore year, personally, I was just dealing with like some terrible anxiety, like the worst anxiety that I've had in a while. And I was just sort of withdrawing into myself to cope, I guess. Junior year was a lot better, but that was a really tough year academically. I don't know. I guess it just wasn't exactly what I was expecting going into college because everyone always says college is the best 4 years of your life. You'll have
right.
so much fun. And there have definitely been fun moments. But I don't know. I guess it just wasn't exactly what I was expecting. So
then why do you think you have the fear of missing out now? Because you didn't get anything that you were hoping for the past few years?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you give specifics on that?
Yes. I'm naturally, I'm an introvert.
Sure.
And I'm learning more about myself that all I really need is like my few close friends and I'm content. Whereas like some people you meet that have like so many close friends and like they're always hanging out with people. Mm. And I've always felt like that's how I needed to be. But I feel like I've also just been learning about myself. Like I need time to recharge and I don't have to like constantly be hanging out with people like the way that, I don't know, sometime college is kind of portrayed, I guess.
You even put a Bible reference in the journal entry. You say, Matthew 6:27, which of you by being anxious can add a single hour to his span of life? Do you think you are being anxious to some degree?
Yes.
Looking forward to the future?
Mm-hmm.
I know you mentioned that you're trying not to and that we shouldn't, of course, but I feel like there's, to some degree as a senior, you have to look toward the future.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm trying to balance that for sure of like planning what I want my post-grad life to look like, but also not letting myself be consumed with worrying about it and thinking this could go wrong, this could go wrong. I have to remind myself like this could go right and like I'm really looking forward to this thing about post-grad life, I mm-hmm. guess.
How do you look at the future now when you are within the first 2 to 3 weeks of starting your senior year? I mean, you have a lot of time until then.
I would say just taking it one day at a time, for sure, and just being in the moment, like appreciating exactly where I am right now, and like thinking that there are good things coming in the future, and like there are good things in today too. So there are definitely things to appreciate in every moment and in the future, but also considering that, you know, life isn't going to go perfectly. Like,
Right. Bad
things are going to happen. Like, there's going to be struggles, but you'll come out of those struggles on the other side having learned something.
Sure. So, how do you think you've been prepared to come out on the other side and have learned something? How do you think you've been prepared for that?
I feel like when you are going through something difficult, like, the biggest thing is to reach out for help and, like, being willing and like humble enough to reach out for help, like especially in teaching, like first year of teaching, there's gonna be struggles.
Sure.
And like keeping in mind you have so many other teachers with so many expertise around you that you can turn to for advice, and we can always even, you know, contact our professors through an email,
right? Yeah.
And talk to them even after we graduate. They're always willing to listen. So
then, to these past 2-3 weeks, what has been the best moment for you? You mentioned you're getting ready for teaching, you're trying not to worry about the future. You will also have a lot of things on display in Apple 119.
Yes,
you put in the journal entry.
We do. We've done so many craftier projects. Like, we made these posters in our social studies class, like based on the Ohio like history standards. We made a class quilt. That was
what
fun.
Is that?
We each got like, it's not like a quilt, like a square of paper that we put a picture of ourselves in the middle, and then it kind of has sections that we colored in or like put pictures in, like with things that represent ourselves.
Oh, that's cool.
And yeah, and then we kind of put it on a piece of construction paper and then attached them all and hung it on the wall. So it's like kind of our class put together.
Your class. So like you would do that for your own students?
Yes. And like all the things we do are like our professors are modeling what we can do with our class. Like, this isn't just for fun. Like, there is a purpose for it, too.
Sure. No, of course. No, yeah. Yeah, I believe that. Mm-hmm. Why did you choose to be a teacher?
Yeah. I had a lot of great teachers through my time in school that impacted me. I was always the super shy kid in school. and they just encouraged me in, you know, the things that I was good at. Like, I love to write. Mm. I remember my first grade teacher always just really encouraged like my journal entries that we had to do, was like, keep writing, like you're great at it, like have confidence in that. So I just appreciated that about them, and I hope to be that for my future students one day. So
yeah, and we need people like you who are willing to do that.
We talk a lot about having a growth mindset, and you know, if you work hard enough at stuff, you can improve and you can grow. And I think, especially thinking like our professors and my mentor teachers like are so wise and have so much wisdom to share, like I need that. I need their wisdom.
Sure.
And all of my like professors that have came to observe me have given me great feedback and things that I can continue to work on, which I'm really appreciative of.
And I think it's wise that you recognize that you need the wisdom.
Yes.
Yes, because not everyone does. Not everyone's willing to take that.
Yeah, and like having people that are willing to like call you out when they see something that you need to grow in. Because, I mean, they just have your best interest in mind.
Right.
So I appreciate that.
Well, it sounds like you're doing well for the start of the school year.
I'm doing my best.
I will check in with you in 2 weeks and see how you're doing then.
Okay. Sounds good.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and the journal entries of our cast. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.